About the series. Ted Bundy is an enigma with a defiant fan base, so writing a book about him was not easy. His case is enormous, and there are unimaginable secrets, facts, and details hidden in the abyss that he created and left behind, which could take years to uncover, if ever. In writing this book, my goal was to cover the case in as much detail as I was able to tolerate, taking my own mental health into account. His case is incredibly triggering for survivors of sexual assault, violence, and abuse, and often left me devastated and disturbed. I chose to write about him as the second book in my serial killer series because I knew that I would have had to face him at some point. It is not intended to compete with the mountains of books, blogs, movies, and dissertations that have been dedicated to him. I have done my best, at least for now, and hope that you enjoy reading it. Perhaps at some point in the future I will come back to his case and have a further dig into what's lurking in the dark. Thank you to everyone who encouraged me to be proud of what I have created here. This series started with Jeffrey Dahmer, The Milwaukee Monster, which is available now, and I look forward to many more titles ahead. All the links to the books, podcast, artwork, and more can be found at grizzly-books.com. Stay safe. Gisela K. A Poem About Ted Bundy. The Entity by Gisela K. The entity would call his name. Teddy, it whispered in waxy ears. And he knew he couldn't say no. They had to go. The girls were waiting. Oh, the girls that he could never get. Some blonde, but most brunette. Their beauty killed him, and so he knew what he had to do. He had to make them his. The entity would help him. So, salivating in the dead of night, he vowed that he would get it right. This one would be perfect. And he could have her all to himself, for days, for weeks, forever. Even though she would never have looked at this nose-picking, sock-licking, little wannabe prick twice. But he didn't care. His bow tie neat, his little smirk, his neatly ironed big boy shirt. He'd show the world what he was made of, that he wasn't a mistake, that he could get whatever he wanted, and escape. And yet, one January he'd sit, just like every other idiot, on a chair that proved he wasn't hot and never will be. Introduction. Ted Bundy is still considered by the FBI as society's most famous and notorious serial killer, which is also evident by the number of movies, documentaries, articles, and books featuring him or the fascinating elements of his character. He is an enigma, one that will continue to mesmerize anyone who stumbles upon his case. It's a black hole that will suck you in completely if you're not careful. This book was the most challenging, self-inflicted writing project that I have ever endured. There were many moments where I sat typing away with tears streaming down my face. It's a haunting and disturbing case for obvious reasons, and somehow, it just sits differently in my mind than other serial killers I've studied. There's something about his because-I-can attitude that gets to me. He could have been the president of the United States of America. Some say he was a very likely future candidate. But chose instead to snuff out women who were happy, educated, and beautiful. And once he had picked his target, he baited them by making them feel sorry for him before he beat, raped, and murdered them, taking complete control of their bodies and minds, and enjoying their corpse, sometimes for weeks afterward. He took complete advantage of every situation he was in, always manipulating others in the most self-indulgent way. The deep-seated neglect, rage, and insecurity stirs some empathy in me, while at the same time leaving me infuriated, because what he chose to do with it is inexplicable. He created a media frenzy surrounding his case and capture, where he used his masterful deceit and charming smile to persuade the public that he was innocent. As a law student with a degree in psychology, he was not the type that one might expect from the serial killer category. Even expressing how normal and happy his childhood had been, and denying all allegations against him until hours before his execution. He defended himself in court, asking witnesses on the stand questions about the very murders that he had committed, and reveled in the limelight, belittling detectives, lawyers, and anyone who stood between him and his freedom or reputation. He craftily escaped prison twice, and he managed to slip in a marriage proposal while he was on trial in court, with an impending death penalty, which resulted in legal marriage to a woman who championed his innocence until he finally confessed. Ted Bundy certainly did not look like the thief, rapist, killer, pedophile, cannibal, and necrophiliac that he was. He was suspected of killing between 100 and 400 women, confessing to only 30, and throwing in a few vague clues of where bodies could be found to try to shift his execution date forward. But his strategies could only work for so long before he was strapped into the electric chair, Old Sparky, in Florida State Prison, after refusing his last meal, and was executed on January 24, 1989, a celebrated occasion for many. Had he not made mistakes due to his uncontrollable rage and sexual sadism, and had there not been several lucky breaks for the police during his search for him, Bundy would have likely turned out to be a successful, eloquent lawyer by day and an invisible, unstoppable monster by night, something that he would have greatly enjoyed for the rest of his life. Once he'd set his mind on something, there was no stopping him, whether it was getting someone to date him, enrolling for a new degree, or pleasuring himself with the corpses of women all over America. For a man who had so many resources and opportunities in his midst, his case was one that highlights the impact of the choices we make in life. At his crossroads, he chose the darkest, most evil version of the life that he could have lived. Judge Edward D. Cowart expressed the sentiment in his closing statement at Bundy's trial. "Take care of yourself, young man. I say that to you sincerely. Take care of yourself, please. It's a tragedy for this court to see such a total waste, I think, of humanity that I have experienced in this court. You're a bright young man. You would have made a good lawyer, and I would have loved to have you practice in front of me. But you went another way, partner. Take care of yourself. I don't feel any animosity toward you. I want you to know that. Once again, take care of yourself." There is so much information about Ted Bundy and such a pile of books to read that it could be a never-ending study. The first edition of this book covers all the facts based on publicly available information. If I ever do face this case again and dig out the gold that has been lost in the archives, internet dungeons, and the immense pile of books available on him, I will publish an updated edition for you. Ted Bundy is evidently the icon of hybristophilia, a paraphilia in which sexual arousal, facilitation, and attainment of orgasm are responsive to and contingent upon being with a partner known to have committed an outrage, cheating, lying, known infidelities, or crimes such as rape or murder. When he was executed, scores of women had nervous breakdowns and went into a deep depression, all believing that they understood him completely and were eternally connected to him. And it doesn't help that Zac Efron and Chad Michael Murray are cast to play him in the movies created about his horrific crimes. It simply adds to the frenzy surrounding him and romanticizes a little man who should never have been in the spotlight in the first place, especially not in this way. So, what exactly did the man who simultaneously murdered women while capturing the hearts of millions of people all over the world get up to, and why? Let's investigate.